Those who spend their time working at the Indianapolis International Airport say aircraft can be heard taking off and landing every 5 minutes or so on a normal day. But this time is far from normal.
I've got no doubts that it will be incredibly challenging for us and probably the most difficult and challenging environment we've ever operated in.
That's Republic Airways Senior Vice President Matt Koskel. He has dozens of aircraft parked in Indianapolis and says it's far more complicated than parking a car.
It's not only to ensure that when you park an aircraft for a period of time that you're doing so in a manner that is consistent with the maintenance requirement programs for that aircraft, but it's also ensuring that, you know, wherever you're parking those aircraft, you have the availability to lift that fleet back up in an efficient manner once it is time to restore those aircraft back into service.
Airport officials say traffic is down here up to 95%, and they're expecting lower than normal activity for at least the next 3 years. While it's quiet in most places, one previously vacant ramp is seeing its fair share of activity. Indianapolis-based Republic Airways is parking numerous aircraft at what used to be a U.S. Postal Service ramp. Republic is a regional airline you've likely flown and not known it. They connect hubs and larger destinations to smaller cities for Delta, American, and United. Thanks to the CARES Act, they haven't had to lay off employees yet, but some have been forced to reduce their work schedules. With these planes on the ground instead of in the air, fewer workers are needed. An added challenge for Koskel and his team at Republic is that they don't control the booking for their partners. The airline with its livery painted on the side of each plane controls the booking, so all of these planes parked on the ground have to be ready on short notice.
When you get to a point where you're flying less than 20% of what your original schedule was, what you know, folks probably don't realize is those schedules are a fine-tuned orchestra of aircraft and people moving across the country. And all in a manner to, you know, keep people connected to where they need to get to, keep crews connected to where they need to get to, and ensuring that then we're capturing the aircraft at the maintenance center at the end of that day to provide the required maintenance service and cleaning for that aircraft.
Mike Succo is a professor at Purdue University and an expert in aviation. He says re-entering aircraft into service is extremely expensive.
Have it parked, you have service folks come out, mechanics, look at the airplane, fire up, turn on the systems, push the airplane, rotate the tires. But now when we're gonna return it to service after it's been sitting out for 60, 90 days, now you gotta do a full systems check.
Full systems check includes starting the engines, checking fluids and flight systems, and could even require the aircraft to be put on jacks and have the landing gear retracted.
That's what takes time, because you need hangar space. You need a lot of specialized equipment to position the airplane so that they can be worked on, and then depending if it's a really extended long period of time, then you would actually have to do a test flight.
Today, Republic maintenance crews are checking in on the airplanes. They're hoping to get a few back into the air in the coming weeks. It takes Republic 2 days and multiple employees to get one of these Embraer 170s out of storage. But the quiet here is pervasive. Birds can be heard chirping. Tim Simpson, a 20-year veteran at Republic, says it makes him sick. He and his colleagues are waiting for the day when the engines restart. But for now, these and so many other airplanes remain grounded. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brock Turner.